Today, we'd like to study the title of By Hearing in Romans chapter 10, verse 16 to 21. To online with people, we'd like to suggest three questions. Number one, in verse 16, but they have not all obeyed the gospel. For Isaiah says, Lord, who has believed our report? How should we discern human heart? Question two. In verse 17, so then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. What should we learn about faith? Last question three, in verse 20. But Isaiah is very bold and says, I was found by those who did not seek me. I was made manifest to those who did not ask for me. Who are those who did not seek me, or are those who did not ask for me? First of all, in order to understand today's text, we'd like to see brief background in Romans chapter 10, verse 14 and 15, previous verses. How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? How shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach unless they are sent by God? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who preach the gospel of peace, who bring glad tidings of good things, cited by Isaiah chapter 52, verse 7. Disciple said, to have people believe in Christ, somebody must preach the gospel of Christ. If somebody does not preach the gospel of Christ, so nobody can have opportunity to hear of that, then nobody could believe in Christ. So it's a bottom line, to have people believe in Christ, somebody must talk about the gospel of Christ. Then verse 16, but they have not all obeyed the gospel. They meaning the hearer. The hearer not all responded to the gospel. So the question is, how should we discern human heart? After delivering the gospel to people, we can discern their heart by their response. Jesus' example, Matthew chapter 13, verse 3 to 8. Then he spoke many things to them in parables, saying, behold, look, a sower went out to sow, and as he sowed, some seed fell by the wayside, and the birds came and devoured them. Some fell on stony places where they did not have much earth or much soil, and they immediately sprang up because they had no depth of earth. But when the sun was up, they were scorched, dried out, burned out, and because they had no roots, they withered away. And some fell among thorns, and the thorns sprang up and choked them. But others fell on good ground and yielded a crop, some hundredfold, some 60, some 30. Jesus talks about when you deliver the gospel of salvation to people. The people's heart, Jesus described the four types. Number one, wayside. So just the seed of gospel on the wayside, on the top, on the heart only, then the bridge came and devoured them. The bridge, symbol of Satan. Satan took out the seed. Then second time, the stony place. Stony place, the seed of gospel put on stony place over hearer's heart. Then the seed cannot root it into the heart. So that just dry out. So wayside heart and stony places indicate non-Christian because they did not believe in the Lord Jesus Christ except the gospel of salvation. Then third one, some fell among thorns. Thorns, symbol of worry about the world, the things of the world, like the payment bill, or worry about your health, worry about tomorrow, lot of earthly things worry about. Because of those worry, choked up your growth over your belief from the seed. So that is a kind of a current Christian or a baby Christian, just a new believer. But last one is the seed fell on good ground over the heart. That is, they grew up the fruit 30, 60, up to 100. So the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, and so on, so like that. So that kind of thing. So first answer, how should we discern human heart? So after preaching the gospel of salvation, it takes time just to see hearer's response. Hearer's response. Then so we can discern the hearer's heart, although we cannot see a human heart. So heart is a deep thought combining knowing, feeling, and willing, not an organ beyond the chest to pump the blood in and out. So that is a heart, is an invisible, intangible thing. Then, for Isaiah says, Lord, who has believed our report? That is a verse cited by Isaiah, chapter 53, verse 1. Verse 17, so then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. The faith is a Christianity faith. Christianity faith, bottom line, is the word of God. Without the word of God, there is no Christianity faith at all. So bottom line is our word of God. Example, Luke chapter 16, verse 31. But he said to him, he is Abraham, said to rich man, if they do not hear, they meaning rich man's brothers do not hear Moses and the prophet. Moses and the prophet is Old Testament. So Mosaic law and prophet, Isaiah, Old Testament. So Old Testament are the word of God. So simply meaning, the rich man's brothers do not hear the word of God. Here's an example in the Old Testament. Neither will they be persuaded, although one rise from the dead. Even if Lazarus, the poor man, live again, then the Lazarus tells to the rich man's about faith in the Lord. So which meaning? So they do not hear the word of God. Here, example, in the Old Testament, they could not believe in the Lord. Even if he see a supernatural miracle, the Lazarus, the poor man, was already dead and rose again. So who say about the salvation gospel here? The Luke chapter 16 basically talk about Jesus gave a story. So one poor man, Lazarus, was dead. So he was into the bosom of Abraham. But the rich man was dead in the hell, the tormentor in the area. So in the center of the earth was divided like a big gulf. So they cannot go over, so because of big gulf. So that's why the rich man asked Abraham, please let Lazarus, who was dead and rose again, so let him tell my brothers, so let them believe in the Lord. So they would go to the comfort bosom of Abraham rather than his place, the torment place. Then Abraham said, if they do not believe the Moses and the prophet, the word of God in the Old Testament, they would not believe the Lord. And even if they see supernatural resurrected Lazarus, that kind of thing. So here, really, it's the bottom line. Faith is the bottom line, is the word of God, not any human experience. Anything else, that is the bottom line. Also, another one, John chapter 11. John chapter 11, the story is here, same name, Lazarus. But Lazarus had two sisters. One is Mary, the other one, Martha. So Lazarus was dead, actually dead. But Jesus said to her, Martha, your brother will rise again. Your brother will rise again. Then Jesus met Sister Mary. So therefore, when Jesus saw her weeping, Mary's weeping, and the Jews who came with her weeping, Jesus groaned in the spirit and was troubled. Why Jesus groaned? First of all, Jesus' passion on the death and Lazarus, many people were weeping because of the loss of their brother, so or relative, kind of thing. Number two, Jesus weeping because of their lack of faith. Jesus later said, your brother will rise again. Nobody believed he was dead then. So that's why Jesus groaned in the spirit and was troubled. So now the Lazarus rose again. Then is now when Jesus had said this thing, he cried with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth. And he who had died came out, bound hand and foot with grave clothes. And his face was wrapped with a cloth. Jesus said to them, loose him and let him go. So here, in fact, Jesus rose again. No, Lazarus rose again. Then many of the Jews who had come to Mary and had seen the things Jesus did believed in Jesus as the Son of God. So they saw the supernatural miracle, Lazarus' resurrection. So through that, they believed in Jesus as the Son of God. But from that day on, they meaning is Pharisees and religious leaders, plotted to put him to death. But they did not believe in Jesus as the Son of God, rather than try to kill him, Jesus, although they acknowledge Lazarus' resurrection. So here is a show up, it's a bottom line, is a faith, Christian faith, is a bottom line, is the word of God. So also Matthew chapter 23, verse 37, Jesus said, told to Jewish people, O Jerusalem, 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 the capital city of Israel, the one who kills the prophets and stones those who are sent to her, to Jerusalem, the capital city of Israel. How often I wanted to gather your children the Israel people together. As a hen gathered her chicks under her wings, God, you know, continually try to the Israel people to come back to God. So continually did so, but under her bed, but you were not willing. So therefore, they were abandoned, not into salvation. So here in Jesus also like is groaning, you know, in spirit situation because the cost of unbelief to Jerusalem, to Israelites, indicate that. So verse 17, the face bottom line is the word of God. So that is the essence. Then verse 18, but I say, disciple Paul, through the Holy Spirit, I say, have they not heard the Israel people? Have they not heard? Yes, which meaning Israel people heard the Messiah, you know, through the prophet, you know, book of Isaiah, you know, Moses, they heard indeed. But their sound has gone out to all the earth and their words to the end of the world. This is a cited Psalm, chapter 19, verses 1 to 4. Chapter 19, verses 1 to 4. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament in the sky shows his handiwork. Day unto day utters speech, and night unto night reveals knowledge. There is no speech, no language, no speech, no human speech, nor human language, where their voice is not heard. Then, verse 4, their line has gone out through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. In them he had set a tabernacle for the sun. Basically, the psalmist said, through the Lord's creatures, such as the heavens, the firmaments, and the night, and the stars, and the day, tree, you know, through those creatures, his word, you know, came to the end of the world. So that verse was cited by disciple Paul. So Israel people heard over the gospel of Christ. Then verse 19, but I say, did Israel not know? First Moses says, I will provoke you to jealousy by those who are not a nation. I will move you to anger by a foolish nation. This is Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 21, cited Moses said, God will provoke you, Israel, by jealousy. Here, by those who are not a nation. Those who are not a nation indicate the Gentiles. God selected the Israel people in the Old Testament. So God gave opportunity, the gospel of salvation, to non-Jews, you know, Gentiles too. So God opened salvation gospel to everybody. I will move you to anger by a foolish nation. Foolish nation is the Gentiles. So because of that, the Israel made a jealousy. So as you know, Jesus was crucified because of jealousy too. Matthew chapter 27 verse 18 said, for he knew that they had handed him over because of envy. So he meaning Pontius Pilate. Pontius Pilate tried to release Jesus Christ because Pontius Pilate couldn't find, you know, any guilt qualified for death penalty. So that's why he wanted to release Jesus Christ rather than severe, you know, criminal. So, but the Israel people, you know, want to release severe criminal rather than Jesus Christ. But Pontius Pilate recognized because of envy. So envy meaning jealousy. Because of jealousy, so they want to kill Jesus Christ on the cross. So here, the Moses also prophesied in Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 21, jealousy right here. So verse 20, but Isaiah is very bold. and says, I was found by those who did not seek me. I was made manifest to those who did not ask for me. The question is, who are those who did not seek me, meaning seek God? That is Gentiles. Gentiles originally, we did not seek Jehovah God. So here, those who did not ask for me. So the Gentiles did not ask for Jehovah God. So that is indicated to Gentiles. Verse 21, but Israel, he says, all day long I have stretched out my hand. So God stretched out God's hand through prophets. So even through Messiah, his son, Jesus Christ, to a disobedient and contrary people. That is Israel indicated, cited by Isaiah chapter 65, verse 2. So let's see each question answered in verse 16. But they have not all obeyed the gospel. For Isaiah says, Lord, who has believed our report? How should we discern human heart? Although we cannot see human heart, but we can discern by hearer's response. So it will take time. So response. The question two in verse 17. So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. What should we learn about faith? So faith's bottom line is the word of God. Christian faith, without the word of God, there is no foundation of Christian faith at all. So Buddhists had faith too. So Muslim had faith too. But general faith definition, Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1, faith is the substance for desiring for something. So material thing, desire for something. So when I was a Buddhist, I had a faith in Buddha. So I prayed to Buddha. So I had a substance for desiring for something, but that is the faith general definition. Second, the faith definition, evidence for the things not seen, but the desiring thing not come at the present yet, but not seen, so that is a faith. But Hebrews chapter 11, verse 3 said, all created by the word of God. Yeah. So the seen thing is created by unseen thing, so the word of God. So Christianity, always the bottom line is the word of God. Without the word of God, no ground of faith at all. So that is a question too. But the last question three, in verse 20, but Isaiah is very bold and says, I was found by those who did not seek me, seek God. I was made manifest to those who did not ask for me. Who are those who did not seek me, or are those who did not ask for me? The Gentiles, God gave opportunity equally to Gentiles for salvation gospel, as well as to Jews. Let's just sing song all together, the bulletin, the page 36, number 6.